Poems of Reza. Your heart will drown in the love of Mustafa.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you in Silsila Poems of Raza. We have brought another beautiful kalam from the gardens of the poetry of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Al-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat ar-Rahman. Before I mention the selected poetry today, let's do few good intentions, inshallah, because it is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. And my Shaykh Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya, has given us a mindset to do good intentions before performing any permissible or good work. So inshallah, I make an intention that I will deliver the silsila program for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you can make an intention that you will listen from start till end. And inshallah, you will remember what you learn. And you will pass this knowledge on to others too. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today's kalam which has been selected, that is, Rukh din hai ya mehre sama, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Rukh din hai ya mehre sama, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Shab zulf ya mushke khuda, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. What a beautiful kalam. Subhanallah, in hadaiqe bakshish. The Islamic brothers, in this kalam, let's find out what are the meanings of the words used. The word rukh, that means face. Sama, that means sky. Mehr means sun. Shab means night. Zulf means tresses. Mushke khuta, the most fragrant musk, perfume, musk of kathay. And khuta is Cathay in English, a name for China in the past. Actually, this is a simile used that a dark, fragrant matter produced in the glands of special deer found in the Himalayas. Poets use it as a simile for the darkness of one's beloved's tresses. Subhanallah. And Al Hazrat has used for the beautiful tresses of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the Islamic brothers, what does it mean? Rukh din hai ya mehre sama, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Your appearance is the radiant day, or is it the sun on the sky? Is your hair the lovely night, or are they Cathay's musk? Neither this nor that. Far more majestic than that. Subhanallah. Rukh din hai ya mehre sama.
Rukh din hai ya mehre sama. Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Rukh din hai ya mehre sama. Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Rukh dil gaya mere sama. Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Shab zulf ya mushke khuda, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Shab zulf ya mushke khuda, ye bhi nahi,
Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, what a beautiful start. Al-Hazrat says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, shall I call your blessed face a radiant day? Or shall I call your blessed face the sun on the sky? Then he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, shall I call your hair the lovely night? Or shall I call it mushke khuta? Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, what is mushke khuta? Mushke khuta is a special fragrance and that is derived from the glands of a special deer in the Himalayas. Allahu Akbar. And that is dark in color. And look at the comparison Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma is giving, that the zulf, the tresses of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they are black in color, they are dark in color. And then the night is also dark. Then subhanallah, he says, shall I call it the lovely night, your tresses? Or shall I call it mushke khuta? Or shall I call it the beautiful, one of the best fragrances? Allahu Akbar. The special one which comes out from the glands of the deer. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. These comparisons, when Allah Hazrat makes, then he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your face is more blessed than the radiant day, that is far more majestic than the sun on the sky, than the lovely night, than the mushke khuta. Neither this, nor that. Because this night, this day, this sun, this mushke khuta, these fragrances, these are the sadqa of your beloved personality, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How can I compare your blessed face and blessed lovely hair with such comparisons and similes? Subhanallah. That's how Allah says, رخ دن ہے یا مہرِ سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشکِ خطا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں
رخ دن ہے یا مہرِ سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں رخ دن ہے یا مہرِ سما شب زلف یا مشک خطا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک خطا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں
The Islamic brothers, let's move to the second couplet. Allah says, Bulbul ne gul unko kaha, Bulbul ne gul unko kaha, Qumri ne sarve jaan fiza, Hairat ne jhunj la kar kaha, Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Let's find out what are the meanings in this couplet in English. Bulbul is nightingale, Gul is flower, Qumri is dove, it's also a bird. Sarve Jaanfiza, that is a cypress tree. Jaanfiza, that means vivacious, like something increasing in life. In idiom, this will describe the stature and the beauty of the beloved. Sarve Jaanfiza, this will describe the stature and the beauty of the beloved. And the next is Hairat. Hairat is amazement. Jhunjlakar, to shake up. So now, what Allah Hazrat is saying, the nightingale describes him as a flower. Says the dove, a vivacious cypress. Amazement shook up and said, he is neither this nor that. Bulbul ne gul, unko kaha.
Bulbul ne gul. Oh, God. قمری نے سر بھیجا فدا، حیرت نے جھنجھلا کر کہا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں، حیرت نے جھنجھلا کر کہا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں۔
سبحان اللہ، سبحان اللہ۔ اسلامک بدس ان قصیدہ بردہ، دیر از ون کپلٹ اینڈ آئی ریڈ دا میننگ۔ امام بوسیری رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ says, delicate like a flower, noble like the full moon, like the sea in generosity, and like time in steadfastness. Subhanallah. This is the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Islamic brothers, the bulbul here is nightingale, and the beloved of nightingale is flower, and qumri is also a bird that is dove, and its beloved is cypress tree. So Ahlazah says, when bulbul saw, subhanallah, it said, this is my flower. And qumri saw, said, this is my cypress tree. The hairat, the amazement jumped into that conversation. He said, no, what are you saying? Subhanallah, that is far more majestic. Your beloveds are fine, you love them, but this beloved, that is the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, neither flower nor the cypress tree, your beloveds are fine. They must be sacrificed at the feet of the beloved of Allah. He is neither this nor that. Bulbul ne gul unko kaha, qumri ne sarve jaan fiza.
Bulbul ne gul unko kaha, qumri ne sarve بیجا فضا، حیرت نے جھنجھلا کر کہا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں، حیرت نے جھنجھلا کر کہا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں۔
Subhanallah. The Islamic brothers, another couplet. That is, Khurshid tha kis zor par, Khurshid tha kis zor par, kya bhadke chamka tha qamar, be parda jab wo rukh hua, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Subhanallah. In this couplet, the word Khurshid, that is sun, chamka means shining, qamar means moon, بے پردہ unveil, رخ blessed face. Another is saying, how dazzlingly bright was the sun, how radiant the full moon shone, but when the veil was lifted from your face, it outshines both of them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. خورشید تھا کس زور پر،
خورشید تھا زور پر، کیا بڑھ کے چمکاتا قمر، بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں، بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا
Islamic brothers, subhanallah, Ali Hazrat Ali Rahma is describing the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and it's saying that no doubt the sun has its own beauty. When it shines, it gives the light to the world. It brightens the world. No doubt, moon has its own beauty. When it shines in the night, it gives the beauty to the sky. And the night shines, no doubt. But when the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was unveiled, then the beauty of the sun and this moon, they outshined. Jabir ibn Sumra, reports, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on a clear night and a full moon. And there was a reddish dress upon him. I would look at his face and then the full moon. He looked more beautiful than the full moon to me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In another hadith, reported by Hassan ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his face was radiant like the shining of the full moon. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So dear Islamic brothers, this is what Allah Hazrat has said in this couplet. No doubt there is the beauty of the sun. No doubt there is the beauty of the moon. But when it comes the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, neither this nor that. Khurshid tha. Kis zor par?
Khurshid tha. جب وہ رخ ہوا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں بے پردہ جب وہ رخ ہوا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں
نیکسٹ کپلٹ ڈر تھا کہ اس یہاں کی سزا اب ہوگی یا روز جزا ڈر تھا کہ اس یہاں کی سزا اب ہوگی یا روز جزا دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں ہیڈ اسلامک بدس سزا مینز پنشمنٹ عسیا مینز سن ڈر تھا دیٹ آئی ہیڈ اے فیئر دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا دیٹ مینز that the mercy proclaimed. So Allah Hazrat is saying, I feared punishment for sins would be given here or in the hereafter. His mercy proclaimed, fear not, it will be neither here nor there. Subhanallah. Dar tha ki isya ki saza.
Dar tha ki isya ki saza. اب ہو گیا روز جزا دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں دی ان کی رحمت نے صدا یہ بھی
SubhanAllah. It's very clear in meaning. The Islamic brothers, that Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying, I was worried, I was concerned that what will happen, that what will happen to the sins in ajziz, ijz, and in kisari, he's saying that I was fearing that what will happen about my sins, I will be given the saza, and in this world or hereafter, the punishment will be given here or there. But what will happen, SubhanAllah, the saza from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as mercy, it proclaimed that neither here nor there. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, next couplet is, Din lahav mein khona tujhe, shab, subho tak sona tujhe, sharme nabi, khofe khuda, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Here Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma is saying that you spend the day in play and sleep all night till day. Neither you possess the shame for the Prophet's sake, nor the fear of the Lord. Very clear in the meaning. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, what's happening, our days and night, how they are being spent? This is a beautiful message. This is the invitation towards righteousness. Allah Hazrat is giving us that we are spending our days and night in those works which are not permitted by the teachings of Islam. Din laghv mein khona tujhe. We are wasting our day in the play. Shab subho tak sona tujhe. And we are wasting our nights in the sleep. شرم نبی، خوف خدا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. Don't possess no shame for prophet's sake. Allahu Akbar. And we don't even fear when we are sinning. We don't fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Neither we have the shame of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam's sake, nor we have got the fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. A Muslim shall not spend his life like this. This is the message of Ala Hazrat to all of us in this couplet. Din laghv mein kho na tujhe, shab subh tak so na tujhe.
Din laghv mein kho na tujhe, shab subh tak سونا تجھے، شرم نبی خوف خدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں، شرم نبی خوف خدا یہ بھی نہیں.
Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, a beautiful message of Allah Hazrat Ali Rahmatur Rahman. Look at the daily routine of us and look at the nights we are spending, how we are spending. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, from this program we would like to give you the message. We would like to give you the message from the poetry of Allah Hazrat that our days and nights shall be like the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But unfortunately, since the wealth has come, the love has departed. The banks came, the barakah departed. Nowadays, what's happening? There is a corruption, there is a bribery, there is an interest. And we want more and more and more. People are indulged in so many different kinds of sins. The people, they're listening music, they're finding peace in music, they're finding peace in going to cinemas, watching films and dramas. They're wasting their days and their nights. The people, the youngsters, they are going to the parties, astaghfirullah, to such parties where Islam does not allow them to go. The Islamic brothers, this is the message that we have to spend our days and nights according to the teachings of Islam. We shall not miss a single salah. 5 times a day we have to offer salah. If it's the month of Ramadan, we have to fast in the month of Ramadan. Islamic brothers, if zakat is fard upon us, we have to pay zakat. If hajj is fard upon us, we have to go to perform hajj rather than wasting our money to the different holidays. The Islamic brothers, this is the message. Allah Hazrat is giving us this beautiful message that our days and our nights shall be spent according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we need to develop the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we need to develop the shame for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Because tomorrow we have to face the same Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. We have to request to the same Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as court. And we have to seek shafa'ah and intercession from him. What face we will take and we'll go in the court of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. If today we are abandoning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if today we are not following the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how will we be able to ask the shafa'ah from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Sharmi nabi, khawfi khuda, ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi.
Din lahab mein کھونا تجھے، شب صبحوں تک سونا تجھے، شرم نبی خوف خدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں، شرم نبی خوف خدا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں.
The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in the next couplet, again Allah Hazrat is giving a beautiful message. Rizq-e-Khuda khaya kiya, farman-e-haq tala kiya, شکر کرم ترسے سزا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. ہیر اعلی حضرت از سینگ دی باؤنٹیز آف لارڈ یو انجوائے، دی باؤنٹیز آف لارڈ یو انجوائے، یٹ ہز کمانڈز یو ڈس اوبے. تھینکفلنس فار بلیسنگز، فیئر آف ٹورمنٹ، یو ہیو نائیدر آف دیم. رزق خدا کھایا کیا،
رزق خدا کھایا کیا، فرمان حق ٹالا کیا، شکر کرم ترسے سزا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. شکر کرم ترسے سزا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں.
The message is that we are enjoying the blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are eating the rizq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is providing us. He is providing us. He is giving us the provisions, the rizq, the sustenance we are eating. But yet we are not following the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yet we do not pay the shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yet we do not do sajda in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are enjoying so many blessings of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Why we don't do this? This is the message. That we are eating the rizq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yet we are not following the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have no fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No fear of the punishment of the day of judgment. And we don't have no thankfulness in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, you have given me life, you have given me body parts. I can see, I can watch, I can hear, I can walk, I can talk. I'm all good. These are your blessings. Rather, because to pay thankfulness in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we shall offer 5 times a day salah. We shall not commit any sin, any single sin, because Allah has given us so many blessings. We are better than millions and billions, alhamdulillah. We shall say thanks to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should do shukr in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But astaghfirullah, we are committing sins. We are yet not following the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is what Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma is saying. Rizq-e khuda khaya kiya, farmane haq dala kiya.
Rizq-e khuda ٹالا کیا، شکر کرم ترسے سزا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں. شکر کرم ترسے سزا، یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں.
Last couplet in Maqta, Al Hazrat says, Hai bulbule rangi raza, Hai bulbule rangi raza, Ya tootiye nagma sara, Haq ye ke wasif hai tera, Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi. Is raza a colorful nightingale, or merely a sweet singing parakeet? The truth is that he sings your praises, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is neither this nor that. Hai bulbule rangi raza.
Hai bulbule rangi raza. رنگی رضا مسرا حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں حق ہے کہ واصف ہے تیرا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں
سبحان اللہ. What a beautiful couplet. The Islamic brothers here, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he calls himself a colorful nightingale, subhanallah, who sings for his beloved. Then he says, a sweet singing paroquet, subhanallah, who also sings for the beloved. Then he says, no, the truth is, I'm just a humble servant of yours who just praises you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. I'm neither a nightingale, not a paroquet. This is the ajzi in Kisari after writing such an outstanding kalam. Ending is on humility. Ending is on ajzan in Kisari, subhanallah. This is the beauty of the kalam of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. ہے بلبلے رنگی رضا یا طوطیِ نغمہ سرا حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں
ہے بلبلے رنگی رضا یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں حق یہ کہ واصف ہے تیرا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں رخ دن ہے آ مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں رخ دن ہے آ مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں رخ دل گیا مہر سما یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک خطا یہ بھی نہیں وہ بھی نہیں شب زلف یا مشک خطا یہ بھی
The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, that's all for today. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll come back with another beautiful kalam from the gardens of the poetry of Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel and keep reciting salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your heart will drown in the love of Mustafa.